Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, August 13th, 2018. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 today at sea. Wind waves from the north 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at about 8 seconds apart. Haze is in the forecast today, and according to what I saw in the National Weather Service forecast over the weekend, and some of that haze that's causing those very orange sunrises and sunsets is coming from fires in British Columbia. There's a big plume of smoke over our area if you look at satellite photos. And today we're going to hear more about commercial fishing gear. We're going to be talking more with Scott McMullen. He is the head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and has been a commercial fisherman for at least 45 years. And today we're going to hear about how big fishing boats are. You see boats go by, everything looks either, well, the further boats get away from you, the smaller they look on the water. The ships always look pretty big. But as those boats go by, they're actually quite sizable. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And then we're going to talk today about our ship of the month for August, the Scarlet Falcon. We're tracking this ship to see where she goes when she leaves us here on the Columbia. So we'll talk about that also. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 6 inbounders, 3 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ATB, the Articulated Tug and Barge Rig, the Sounder Alliance. She's a Crowley Maritime vessel arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Petroleum is her cargo. She will be passing Astoria, or did pass Astoria, around 3:30 a.m., so expect her in Portland by about 9:30 this morning. The tug C-SPAN Raider is arriving from British Columbia, headed for the port of Astoria at about 11:30. She ought to be there. So probably what's happening here is this is a British Columbia flag, a Canadian tug coming down, towing a barge that probably has something like lime on it. She probably transferred that barge to a U.S. flag tug somewhere off in the waters off Hammond and Warrenton. And then she probably will go and pick up another barge off the downtown waterfront here that's waiting for her and then take that barge out to sea. Meanwhile, the U.S. flag tug will take the other barge upriver to a destination there, upriver from here. So if you look, you may see a barge anchored off of Tongue Point somewhere. If so, that's what's happening here. Sometimes tugs come into the river and just get fuel. They have to check in with the Port of Astoria if they're foreign flag vessels, go through customs, but sometimes tugs come in or other vessels come in to Astoria to get fuel. Next inbound is the Dion Leader, arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. We'll see her in Vancouver about 8:30 tonight. Another articulated tug and barge rig, the Pride, is arriving from Anacortes. She's headed for Portland. I think petroleum is her cargo as well. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. You might see her in Portland by about 10:30 tonight. The GH Seabird is a bulk carrier arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Longview. She's going to be picking up petcoke there. She'll be passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m. Maybe you'll see her in Longview by about 8 o'clock tonight. The Morning Camilla is a car carrier also headed for Vancouver from Vancouver, B.C. She's another Subaru carrier, and she will pass Astoria around 10:30 tonight or so, arriving in Vancouver in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, maybe about 4:30 a.m. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have 3 vessels awaiting orders, the TN Dawn, the Navios Prosperity, and the GH Urban Sea. In our outbounders, the Indigo River is heading downriver from Kalama today carrying wheat. She left early, about 4 a.m., and could be passing Astoria around 9 this morning. The American Bulker is leaving Longview carrying petcoke. She'll be heading out around 6 a.m. Look for her passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 this morning. The Little Prince is leaving Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat are possible cargoes there, so some kind of agricultural cargo on that ship. Leaving around 12:30 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 5:30. The Hino is leaving Longview carrying logs around 5:30, so you might see her pass Astoria around 9 p.m. The Moku Moku Pahu is leaving Portland carrying wheat around 5:30 p.m. So about 6 hours later, you might see her pass Astoria outbound. The Hakuta is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 6 p.m. So maybe around midnight outbound, you'll see her. And the Densa Seal is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland at about 10 p.m. So she'll be traveling in the wee hours on the river, probably passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, our ship of the month, the Scarlet Falcon. She's a fairly new ship. She was built in 2014 and is sailing under the Panama flag, which is a flag of convenience. So it's not as if her home country is Panama or she even has a home port in Panama. She simply has the ship is registered by the owners under the flag of Panama, which means they pay a lot less for insurance and they may get around a few regulations here and there. But basically, it's a cheaper way to register a ship. So she was on the Columbia River. She arrived on the Columbia River. She's a bulk carrier. She's kind of the workhorse of the merchant fleet, so to speak, a dry bulk carrier that has 7 cargo holds. She's a big one. She is about 750 feet long, which incidentally is 50 feet longer than the height of the Space Needle in Seattle, to give you an idea of just how darn big these ships can be. About 80,000 deadweight tons of cargo possible on board in 7 cargo holds. Now, she does not have any cranes or posts on deck, as you sometimes see on the smaller bulk carriers, because she just carries too darn much cargo to load and unload it herself, so they rely on shoreside equipment that's faster. And so this vessel spent 5 days in port here on the Columbia, arriving on the 3rd of August and leaving 5 days later full of wheat. That's how long it took to get that operation done here. So she is now heading out to sea. She's kind of off the Strait of Juan de Fuca, out going north on a great circle route that is eventually going to take her to Japan. So she hasn't really gotten all that far, relatively speaking, since she left us. But she is going at a relatively slow speed, 24 hours a day. So even though ships go slowly, they over time, because they are operating continuously 24 hours a day, they actually do pretty darn well in terms of getting from one place to another because they don't have to stop. So anyway, we'll talk more about the Scarlet Falcon as she goes along her way. It's kind of interesting to think about where these ships go when they are leaving us and going out into the wide world. Well, today we're going to continue our talk with Scott McMullen about fishing gear. I'm always interested in watching vessels go by. This one is about just how big some of those fishing boats are that you see passing by the waterfront in Astoria and elsewhere on the river. When we see these fishing boats go by, how big are they actually? Because they everything looks, the further you get away from it, looks small. So yeah. How long is your average?
Well, Astoria and you're seeing fish boats go by, you're probably seeing boats either going up to more at the east end mooring basin. And some of our draggers, trawlers up there are in the range between about 65 and 80 feet. We also have some larger trawlers that are going up to Pacific Coast Seafoods at Tongue Point, at the old Tongue Point area, and those could be even larger. Those could be 90 feet or 100 feet. And so those are quite large vessels. We occasionally off Astoria will see some smaller vessels coming to the fuel dock or coming to one of our processors to unload. If you're down in Hammond, you'll see the whole size range because, you know, I think you've mentioned favorite ship watching spot down by the Hammond Marina. And from there, you're going to see the smaller vessels that are crabbers and shrimpers all coming out of Warrenton, or most of them come out of Warrenton. And you'll see just every kind of fishery we have will go by the lower river.
And that was Scott McMullen, head of the Oregon Fishermen's Cable Committee and a veteran commercial fisherman himself, talking about how big those fishing boats are. Tomorrow, we're going to hear the final installment in my interview this time with Scott McMullen. We're going to be talking about a question that people love to hear about, which is who's on board those vessels and how many people are on those fishing boats that are out there catching the fish that we eat every day, that every time we have a fish dinner. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.